Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage to support salespeople. Six questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hey, my name is Kyle Ball. I'm the director of sales for Lightspeed Systems. I support five states and the largest districts in those states. From 6,000 seats all the way up to infinity. So the largest customers supporting K-12 and selling a software solution that protects schools from inappropriate activity, of course, safety risks, a lot of different pieces to make sure that your students and managed devices are protected and they're getting to the right place for the internet.
Love it there. Question number two, what's the best thing about being in sales?
Best thing about being in sales for me is the people. One of the things I'm really proud of is that I've had success by loving the job and loving what I do. If you don't wake up every morning and don't love what you're doing, then you're definitely at a disadvantage, I think, than most. One of the things about this gig is that I get to protect students and teachers again, and that every day wakes me up, gets me really vibing for the day and gets me going to protect students.
Awesome. Question number three. What part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
I think for people, one of the biggest challenges is staying in discovery. We tend as salespeople to jump in right away and want to have the solution, provide a solution, if you will. I've learned that, of course, paying attention a little bit more and asking more detailed questions and getting your end users to actually have a conversation with you versus talking at them helps a ton. So staying in discovery, listening in, and really being quiet and letting them tell you what's going on in their world.
Right, because usually in a sales meeting, whoever talks the most, there we go. Yeah, that's so that part right, there. Mm-hmm. Yep. Question number four, What other business owners, CEOs, sales managers, or directors that you know that you would like, that you think be a great guest for the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast?
Well, I can tell you my CEO, Brian Thomas, would be a great guest, a really smart guy, really, really proud to work for this company once again, been here for a long time. Some former references of mine also, Sam Richardson is a really great one. I believe he's actually now the CEO for a company called Fellows. Really smart guy, helped me learn a lot about just how to be a better sales guy. And then, of course, my good friend Raph Vihill is actually working over at HP Enterprise now. We met together years and years ago. He's one of their best sales guys as a newer employee at HPE and one of my best friends for years. So that's three I can throw at you right away.
Awesome. We'll love some introductions there. Let's get to question number five. Kyle, this is where you give everyone a sample of your secret sales sauce.
My secret sales sauce would be, again, having the passion to get up every morning and do what you do. You can sell anything, I believe, if you have the skills to do so. You're really good with people and you pay attention to what's going on. But it's like I mentioned in question two, staying in discovery, having the passion to shut up and listen and learn, and then really having a lot more empathy. I grew a lot in my career by listening to people like Gary Vaynerchuk, for example, who focuses so much more on, you know, what do we do for our people as people in this day and age? You know, the times have changed a ton. You know, I always make the joke that, you know, if I would have grown up in the 80s, I'd probably be a billionaire at this point because I have that drive and that hustle that most people don't. But you encompass that now in this generation with really caring about what's going on with people and not just trying to get the sale. I think a lot of people fall short because they're so focused on their goals, their numbers, and they're not really catching or listening to what that end user is asking for. So they miss whatever that added, you know, upsell or just closing that sale in general by not having the empathy of understanding, hey, you know, your school or your as an account is having this problem. Let me really dive into that more, ask you 4, 5, 6 more questions so I have a better grasp of what's going on. And I think that's one of the best things I do as far as my secret sauce is, you know, really listening to the start of the conversation, staying in that discovery mode, listening in, painting the picture of where we're going in my mind while I'm listening, and then, of course, providing a solution.
No, love it there. Yeah, listening during the conversation, the sales call, very important. I completely agree with you. Let's get to question number six, most important question of the podcast. Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale. So original career started out of, went out of college and started working for Hewlett-Packard selling a what was called a 4015DN, a duplexing and networking printer. I was on the printer inbound team at HP. It's kind of where I cut my teeth, 40 calls a day. And you know, one of the things I remember about that specific sale was that was a higher end model for my team. I remember getting through my first couple of calls and, you know, not getting a sold part or working on trying to close someone, they would get back to me. And I got this call for this 4015 DN and really asked the questions, answered, you know, how many pages do you want, all the fun stuff in printing. And this guy was like, this is a great product. This is what I'm looking for. And close that down. So that was probably my first sale, other than all the years of waiting tables and paying dues to get into a company like HP.
Awesome. Awesome. Love this story there. So we got 3 minutes and 50 seconds left, but I got to tell you a funny story about school IT.
Sure.
There we go. One of my buddies, he works IT for a school. One of the, I think it was like engineering or math teachers, told everyone to Google things that are 8 inches. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden his entire, he all of a sudden gets like, he's looking and says, why am I getting all these notifications?
Sure.
And it was a little bit of an oops moment.
Absolutely. In our world, you know, we have the largest database when it comes to K-12. Lightspeed has been doing a protective filter, if you will, for the last 20 plus years. And at this point, we are much more than just a filtering company. We are a full platform. So we protect students on our filter with Relay, our smart agent product, a tool for a classroom for our teachers to actually view and monitor screens, not to mention our newest tool, which is analytics, which of course analytics is the buzz right now. That is a major play for most people. I now can actually see what's going on the device level for all of those devices running our filter agent. And that actually gives us the ability to say, hey, look, these are some gaps that maybe aren't aware of. Hey, these are the apps that you bought last year, and we can pop in the actual pricing and go, we ran a report, turns out that you know we have maybe $500,000 in savings because all of these apps aren't being utilized the way they should. And that's a big plus back to K-12. So for me, being able to support not only K-12 with a safety product that protects students, teachers, and staff, and maybe even save them money with ever shrinking budgets, it makes my day brighter every single time I walk in here. So
awesome.
Great company to work for.
Perfect. So Kyle, you now have 2 minutes and 9 seconds left. You already got some promo time in. If you want some more, you can have it. Or you can ask me a question. You can talk about the painting behind you, whatever you want, or we can get it early. I'm flexible.
Yeah. You know, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Of course, you know, anytime we have younger salespeople that are standing in front of the limelight or a podcast, it helps, you know, grow what's going on and kind of get some perspectives that are out there. I'm just very thankful for, again, the company I work for, Lightspeed Systems, the mentors that have helped me grow. We have a great team here, but also it's great to be back in Austin, Texas and supporting K-12. I guess, Bob, one of the questions I would ask for you is, what is the responding theme or something that you've noticed with all of these episodes? I think you mentioned I'm number 136.
Yeah.
What's a couple of the themes that you think are positive or something I could learn from you today?
Well, one of the things that I'm hearing from a lot of people on here, the main thing is when I ask what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging, they're saying top of funnel. Like getting people in top of funnel.
Top of funnel.
Mm-hmm. Getting people actually to talk to you.
Yep.
Because again, there's so many people get so many emails, so many phone calls every day. I mean, I literally get so many phone calls now that it says, if you get to my voicemail, it says, hey, I don't listen to my voicemail, so you better send me a text message or email me. If you don't have my email address, too bad.
Absolutely. And so I can relate to that. And again, it's finding your own process. It's making sure that, again, you're very, very empathetic with your message, quick and direct, because people are getting hit from all sides, right? So you want to have some value there. And again, I think that goes back to really loving what you do. People can hear it in your voice. They can tell if you're smiling, if you're on the phone or not. So
yep.
Really being able to provide a positive solution is what, again, gets me going every single day. So
love it. Love it there. Kyle, you pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up.
Right.
Website, say it.
Lightspeedsystems.com.
Boom. Already in the description. Kyle, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Everyone else watching and listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the Secret Sales Sauce podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You guys all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.